My name's Stephen Watt, and I'm from the Human Rights Working Group of the American Civil Liberties Union. America signed the Convention Against Torture in 1992, and one of the specific undertakings was that they would not send persons to countries where there's a substantial likelihood or a real risk that they would be subjected to torture or other inhumane treatment. And this rendition policy, its aims are precisely that, is to take people out of the US legal system and to hold them indefinitely and to subject them either by the United States agents itself or by foreign intelligence agencies to torture and inhumane treatment. It seems to be that the United States identifies people. We don't know what the procedure is, it's shrouded in secrecy, but they identify certain individuals who they suspect of some involvement in terrorist-related activities, and then they swoop in, pick them off the streets of Macedonia or Italy or from Afghanistan or Pakistan, and then either hold them themselves in secret overseas detention facilities run by the CIA, or they send them to other countries, countries such as Egypt, Syria, or Jordan, where foreign intelligence agencies are long known to have practiced torture. They're experts in torture, and they will then do the dirty work for the United States and pass on any information that they glean. We know of 150 people who have been rendered in this fashion, and that's from newspaper reports. However, we know of specifically of one or two individuals who have come out the other side of this rendition process. In other words, they've been kidnapped off the streets of wherever, and they've been held by the United States or a foreign power, and then they've subsequently been released. And organisations such as our own and Amnesty International and the like have interviewed these people and gotten their stories. So, for example, one person who the ACLU currently represents is Khaled El-Masri, a German national who was taken off the streets of Macedonia and held in a secret CIA-run facility in Afghanistan for some 6 months before being released.